The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. The San Jose Sharks Audio Network presents The Teal Report. Here's Dan Ruzanowski.
From SAP Center at San Jose, we've got the Sharks and the Los Angeles Kings for the second time in a three-game series this season. Tonight's game pits the Sharks at 9-8-3 with 21 points against the Kings, who stand at 10-6-4 with 24 points. The Sharks would love to close the gap between these two California teams in the standings and continue to stay in the conversation when it comes to all of the teams fighting for a playoff spot. Tonight also has a historical context. Joe Thornton will drop the puck at center ice and be honored for his induction into the Hockey Hall of Fame this year. And Anze Kopitar, in his 20th season with the Kings, will make his 50th and final trip to SAP Center, as this is the second and final game at SAP Center, with one more game played in L.A. later this season. For a young player like Zach Ostapchuk, it's a night with a lot of historical significance.
I think that's going to be a pretty cool night, especially I know I'm like growing up watching those two guys. I mean, for as long as I can remember, they were at the top of the league, right? So to honor those two tonight, I think that's going to be pretty special to be a part of.
Joe Thornton continues to make an impact in today's San Jose Sharks as a member of the development staff. Head coach Ryan Warsawski sees it all the time.
Ball of energy, passion, the same thing he probably was all those years he's played here, and what he brings to the rink every day is a guy that's got energy, that loves to be at the rink, that has a love for the game, that helps these younger players, that helps the older players in a lot of different situations. So it's a great resource for us coaches. It's a great resource for the players that are here. He's not just poking his head in, you know, once a week. He's here every day, and he is fully invested in being part of this organization. I think that's what I take away, and how much passion he has for the Sharks.
Tyler Toffoli won a Stanley Cup with Kopitar in 2014. He reflected today on his years with Kopitar as a teammate and as a friend.
He was obviously one of the leaders in L.A. when I first came in, and it was an honor to kind of watch him play every single night and see the work that he put in on both sides of the puck, and not only the on-ice stuff, but the off-ice stuff that he kind of took me in under his wing. I've said it multiple times the past week or so here. Just a great human being and great family, and definitely very grateful to, you know, be friends with them, and very fortunate to win a Stanley Cup and kind of be connected in that sense as well.
Toffoli said that he learned a lot about life from Kopitar and how to treat teammates, something that he passes on to all of the young players today.
I mean, I think just the everyday aspect of coming in, and obviously there are bumps and bruises, and you're not going to be necessarily in the best mood every single day, but as long as you kind of try, and you just try to be a good person as much as you can, that's probably one of the main things that I got from him. Is every time I saw him, he's just a nice person and just a very genuine human being.
And of course, Joe Thornton never was a teammate of Tyler Toffoli, but he sees an impact that Thornton continues to make on the Sharks today.
Same thing. He brings energy every single day, and obviously I didn't get the opportunity to play with him, but had plenty of opportunities playing against him, and it was always a battle every single time. And I mean, it's funny and kind of a coincidence that this is Kopi's last regular season game here at SAP, and Jumbo's getting honored. They definitely had many, many battles together and against each other, and it was fun to watch.
For a young player like Zach Ostapchuk, having Thornton around is a huge deal.
Oh, 100%. I think it's just his energy. I mean, whenever he's in the building, you know it, and he talks to everyone and anyone. I've only been here for a couple months, but I've had numerous conversations with him, and he just makes me feel at home. So I think, yeah, having him around, it's really awesome for our group.
And so there's definitely history tonight involved in the Sharks-Los Angeles Kings battle, as there always seems to be whenever these two teams face off against each other. The Teal Report will continue from SAP Center right after this on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hi, everyone. Julie Stewart-Binks here, along with former NHLer Nate Thompson. Join us on Energy Line as we share our takes, stories, and surprise guests every week.
Patrick Kane, 3-time Stanley Cup champion.
Team USA head coach Mike Sullivan.
6-time Stanley Cup champion Mark Messier.
With over 800 NHL games, I know a couple guys.
Biz didn't have Twitter. No one knew who he was, so I called Witt, and I'm like, how is Biz? He was like, I'm telling you right now, you're going to hate him. Then he'll be your best friend.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Sharks are circling.
That is how it is done.
Catch the action at Casino Matrix, your go-to spot for watching games, amazing food, and nonstop fun. The home of the Bay Area's best progressive jackpot. Start or end your night with happy hour twice daily. No matter the play, the celebration begins here. Over 100 giant screens, 49 gaming tables, Zone 8 Sports Bar and Grill, and Sushi Confidential. Just 8 minutes from the SAP Center, off Highway 101 near the San Jose Airport. Casino Matrix, just drop in. Please gamble responsibly. 1-800-GAMBLER.
He scores!
The San Jose Sharks audio network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks audio network.
Although the Sharks got the victory in dramatic fashion with Macklin Celebrini completing his hat trick against Utah in overtime in a 4-on-3 power play situation, the coaching staff looked at this game as a game that needed a lot of improvement. Head coach Ryan Warsofsky was asked to compare last season's reaction to challenges to this season's.
I didn't really love our game, so I can't really compare the two. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we got a fortunate power play, and we score on the 4-on-3. I think there was times in that game last year this year that looked like last year. So that's something we have to fix, and we need to be better. We have to have a maturity in our group right now. Of our game isn't really that playing that well. We're not playing that well, and we need to get it on the rails here quickly. There's a lot of hockey ahead of us. We're playing with fire. We're making it extremely hard on ourselves to win hockey games ultimately.
Having said all of that, the Sharks head coach said there were some silver linings in the way that the team did respond against the Mammoth.
Yeah, we did some better things that we've talked about. We've done some things that we've done all year, pretty good, and getting to the inside and getting some chances in the inside. Vinny hits a post there. We didn't do anything well. We did some things that we've talked about. We just got to do it more consistently. It needs to be shift after shift after shift. And the mentality of, we get a power play in the third, we can end the game with 6 minutes left, we get a power play. Our mentality needs to be attack and let's go. And our guys are trying. It's not like they go out there and say, hey, let's just pass it around the outside and not create any shots. It's we got to get everyone on the same page and get more connected.
There will be some changes to the lineup, but Yaroslav Askarov will definitely be in goal. He's just been spectacular over the last couple of weeks. He's got a 6-5-1 record and a 2.99 goals against average in 12 games. On defense, John Klingberg and Timothy Liljegren, two veterans who have sat out the last game or two, will both be in the lineup tonight. And that means that Nick Leddy and Shakir Muhammadulin will be sitting out. Warsofsky talked about the Sharks' overall defensive game in Utah and discussed where they need to be improved tonight.
I thought Mario was really good. I thought Mario Muck, did some good things. Again, Muck's had some young mistakes that we'll have to continue to work on. I thought Vinny obviously has helped a lot in the penalty kill, and I thought Dickey had some moments again, similar to Muck in a way, had some young mistakes. I think Orly, competes hard below the top of circles, but there's still some areas we've got to clean up with his game. And, again, I think the D pairs did some good things. There's definitely room for improvement.
Puck management is a huge factor in tonight's game against the Kings, who put Anton Forsberg in goal against San Jose. Center Zach Ostapchuk, who's played on a pretty consistent line lately with Ryan Reeves and with Barkley Goodrow, focused on one part of puck management that's going to be critical tonight.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is supporting each other off our breakouts and just getting out of our zone cleanly. I mean, if you get out cleanly, it's easier to get the puck in deep and go get it back. So I think that's the biggest thing for us that we've been talking about, is just breaking out the puck clean.
Tonight's game is a nationally televised game, and so sync up our Sharks Audio Network broadcast to the national TV feed. You can do that with Bluetooth by hooking up to the Sharks Plus SAP Center app, online at sjsharks.com/listen, or on one of our great terrestrial radio network affiliates in Northern California. We're on the air at 6:30 Pacific. Jamal Mayers joins me with the call with the Sharks, the Kings, Anze Kopitar, and Joe Thornton. What a night. We'll see you tonight on the Sharks Audio Network.
For the complete Teal Report and more great Sharks content, go to sjsharks.com/listen.